Welcome to The Juice Today, an audio edition of The Juice that lets educators and parents stay informed about what their students are reading.
Welcome to The Deep Dive. So let's dive into the first story. This one's from Phoenix.
The Haboob.
Yes, exactly. Huge dust storm, miles long. Apparently, the name comes from an Arabic word, hab, meaning wind or blow.
And it caused some real problems, didn't it?
It really did. We're talking power outages for 15,000 homes in Maricopa County and flights delayed at Phoenix Sky Harbor. Yeah. Visibility apparently dropped to, like, inches, just inches, until the monsoon rains finally moved in.
It's pretty striking, isn't it, how these, well, ancient natural forces can just disrupt modern life so quickly.
Definitely.
It kind of reminds you how vulnerable we can be. So maybe when you're talking with kids about this, you could ask, what helps you stay calm when things feel out of control, like, you know, unexpected weather?
That's a good one.
And maybe also, how do different natural events like these dust storms actually impact communities day to day?
Right. Okay, so from nature's power, let's shift gears completely. Human ingenuity now.
Okay.
This story is about work coming out of Brigham Young University, a student, Zongyuan Wang, and his team. They've created these really innovative origami patterns.
More ruggia. Interesting.
Yeah, they call them bloom patterns. The key thing is they're flat foldable, they expand radially, and they're rotationally symmetric. So basically, they fold up super tiny.
And then expand outwards like a flower blooming.
Exactly like that, which is apparently very exciting for space exploration.
Ah, I can see that. Compact storage is everything up there.
Right. For things like solar arrays, space telescopes, things you need to pack small but deploy large. NASA's apparently already using Wang's work.
That's fascinating, how something seemingly artistic like origami provides solutions for, well, complex engineering.
Yeah.
Really unfolding the future, you could say.
Nicely put.
So the discussion point here might be, what's something creative or interesting you enjoy doing? And could it have surprising applications?
Mm.
And maybe more broadly, how can that artistic creativity work together with science and innovation?
Love that. Okay, next up we have our quote of the day. This one's from George Orwell.
Ah, Orwell. Always thought-provoking.
Indeed. The quote is, who controls the past controls the future. Who controls the present controls the past.
Hmm, powerful.
And just a quick reminder, Orwell, real name Eric Arthur Blair, was, you know, the English novelist and critic, famous for 1984 Animal Farm, examining totalitarianism, abuse of power.
Yeah, and that quote really cuts to the heart of how narratives, how history is told, shapes everything else, our understanding, our future actions.
So true.
So with kids, you could ask,
yeah,
what does that quote mean to you? Do you see examples of this idea in the world, maybe in stories you know?
Good question.
And also maybe think about how the way history is presented influences how we see today's events and what we think is possible tomorrow.
Right, how the story gets framed. Okay. Let's move into politics and economics now.
Okay.
There's this developing situation involving President Trump and the Federal Reserve. He recently fired Lisa Cook, who's a member of the Federal Reserve Board of Governors.
Right. And there were allegations cited. Mortgage fraud, I believe?
Yes. Allegations she strongly denies. But the move itself has created some uncertainty.
Right.
Because the Fed usually operates independently from politics.
And that independence is considered pretty important, right? For ensuring economic decisions are based on data, not, well, political whims.
Exactly. And Cook hasn't resigned. Legal experts are apparently expecting a court challenge. There's a Supreme Court ruling from the 1930s that seems relevant about firing Fed board members without cause.
It certainly raises some big questions about governance. So for a discussion, what qualities do you think are most important for leaders, especially when making decisions that affect so many people? Why those qualities?
Mm-hmm. Important to consider.
And maybe tackle that idea of independence directly. Why is it considered important in a democracy for certain institutions like the Fed to be separate from political pressure?
Good points. Okay, moving from institutional power to technological power, the U.S. military.
Ah, what's new there?
They've just launched the USX-1 Defiant. It was christened by DARPA, that's the Pentagon's Advanced Research Agency. It's the military's first fully autonomous unmanned surface vessel.
So, warship with no crew.
Essentially, yes. It's 180 feet long, designed to operate totally without humans on board. Uses remote control or AI. It can even refuel itself.
Wow. Autonomous refueling, too.
Yeah. The goal is to show it can handle long voyages out on the open ocean, completely unmanned. And they're talking about potentially having a whole fleet ready within a year through mass production.
That definitely brings up some interesting considerations. Automation on that scale.
For sure.
Maybe ask kids, how do you feel about technology doing jobs that people usually do? What are the upsides, the downsides?
Yeah, the pros and cons.
And specifically, with military use, what ethical questions come up when autonomous systems are involved? Like, who's ultimately responsible?
Big questions indeed. All right, our last story today brings us back to something very human, connection.
Okay, nice shift.
It's called the Dad Letter Project. It's this initiative providing handwritten messages, encouragement, advice, sometimes just humor.
Handwritten letters, that's lovely.
Isn't it? It started with a guy named Buzz Ecker. He wrote over 3,500 letters to his daughter, Rosie. She shared it on TikTok. It went viral.
Oh, wow.
And now Buzz and other, quote, proud papas are writing letters to thousands of people who just need that feeling of support. A hug on paper, as they put it.
That's wonderful. It really speaks to the power of personal communication, doesn't it? Especially now in our digital age.
It really does.
So a reflection point could be, who in your life has said something, words, advice, encouragement, that really made a difference?
Thinking about mentors or family.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And what is it about personal communication, maybe specifically things like letters, that makes them so powerful for comfort and hope?
It's a great story to end on. So looking back, quite a range of topics students are exploring through the Juice.
Definitely.
From, you know, dust storms and origami in space to Orwell, the Fed, autonomous ships, and handwritten letters.
It really shows the diversity of information they're getting. Valuable insights, sparking critical thinking across different areas.
Thank you for joining us on this deep dive.
Thanks for listening to this overview of the Juice Today. Students read these stories at their own reading levels to improve their comprehension, vocabulary, critical thinking, and more. Learn more at thejuicelearning.com.